This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you today on this 28th day of August, 2013. It must be pretty bad, ladies and gentlemen. It must be a hard row to hoe when you have people like Rumsfeld coming out and saying the administration hasn't justified a Syrian attack. Mr. Shock and Awe himself. I have Mike Rivera with me. WhatReallyHappened.com is his site. Hello, Michael.
Aloha.
How are you?
I'm angry. I'm frustrated. I think, like everybody else, I'm very concerned and worried, because if they get this world war going and we get to war with Russia and it goes nuclear, I've got a ringside seat for a first strike nuclear target right here.
And what would that be?
Pearl Harbor.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I forgot all about that. Yes, you
There's
are down
There's a big
that.
Navy base down there with all those big ships and everything out there. There's going to be a blinding flash of light, and 12 seconds later, I won't have to worry about retirement.
Well, as God once asked Noah, Noah, don't build that ark. How long can you tread water? That would be a big swim for you to try to get out of the Central Pacific there. Look.
Well, I don't swim. I'd have to take one step, come up for air, take another step, come up for air, and it probably would take me a while to get back to the mainland.
Good luck with that one. Look, I've been on the road here and out of the loop, and I've been in and out of, yes, World War III is going to take place. We have some house people. I mean, seriously, Rumsfeld saying that they don't have justification. What the hell justification did they have going into Iraq? Either time. That's a good question. But we've got 107 House members as of 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today. We have 107 House members saying Obama needs approval from Congress on Syria. Didn't Congress give up that right to George Bush on declaring war?
No, they didn't. They passed an authorization for force for that case only in Iraq. And by the way, George Bush did lie to Congress in his letter of transmittal activating the authorization for force. But after Korea and Vietnam, Congress passed the War Powers Act, which doesn't actually enable the president to go to war. It actually set limits on him. And the president can order the military forces into action only with a congressional declaration of war or some other form of congressional authorization, as was the case with George Bush, or when the United States itself is attacked, which it hasn't been. Syria has not attacked us. Iraq did not attack us. And the president does not have the authority to simply send the military into other people's countries. There's no basis in domestic law for it. There's no basis in international law for it. We have a president who is out there publicly saying he doesn't care that the American people don't want the war. He doesn't care that Congress doesn't want the war. He's going to ignore the United Nations. He's going to ignore NATO, because there is no, even the Arab League has voted against this. And Obama is out there saying, I know I'm right. I have to go on and move forward with this.
Well, and now we're down to the talking points on the Neocon Network. I'm sorry, Fox News. And bringing up everybody imaginable saying, yes, okay, well, it may be a preemptive strike, but we may only strike for 24 hours or 48 hours. We have some people out there calling for the head of Alfredo Garcia, or I'm sorry, Mr. Assad. By the way, kill his whole damn family if you can. We've got information out there floating around. If the U.S. attacks Syria, well, Iran's going to turn around and attack Israel. Michael, let me ask you a question. If we know, you're down in Hawaii. I'm here in Central Texas. We're two individuals. We know that Israel has many multitudes of nuclear weapons. Some people put it as high as 400. We know Israel has the ability to launch nuclear weapons. It would be an act of insanity for Iran to say publicly that, well, if you go after Syria, we're going to go after Israel. Israel would turn them into a glass parking lot.
Well, that's absolutely true. But I think what's going on here is I think the government was caught almost entirely by surprise that the American people and the rest of the world did not buy into this claim about Assad inviting in the UN chemical weapons inspectors, and then on the day they arrived, launched a chemical weapon attack on women and children virtually in front of them.
Right.
And so I think the idea of grabbing Syria, waiting a few months, and then going into Iran is not going to work. They understand they will not be able to come up with any convincing lie to launch a war against Iran. And my concern is that as soon as they start shooting in Syria, despite all this talk about only 24 or 48 or 72 hours, which it's up to now, that somebody is going to work to find some way to escalate the war and basically just go for the whole remaining objective on this whole situation. We know that Germany has admitted, they've known for years, Israel arms those Dolphin-class submarines Germany gives them with nuclear-tipped cruise missiles. And because of what Israel did before with the USS Liberty, trying to sink the ship and blame Egypt for it, right, I would not at all be surprised for Israel to have one of their Dolphin submarines in the eastern Mediterranean and either send a torpedo or a nuclear cruise missile against those U.S. warships as they're launching cruise missiles against Syria, and then try and blame it on Syria and say, oh, Iran did have nuclear weapons. They gave one to Syria. Syria used it against our warships. It's now an attack against America, and Obama, under the War Powers Act, can then escalate it. I think they're going to go for the whole thing right now because they can't do it piecemeal anymore. The world is fed up. The American people are fed up. And I think this is such a dangerous situation. They're just going to try and get this thing going for real.
You know, I'm no fan of military coup, but let me tell you something. I hope that we have real patriotic Americans. This sounds like 7 days in May. I hope that we have real patriotic Americans that if this asshat, and I'm referring to the character right now operating out of the Oval Office, Mr. Sartorio, I hope to God that before this man puts his finger on a nuclear button or gets us literally into World War III, I would hope, and I know this is a dangerous thing to say, because military coups, you never know how these things are going to turn out and who's going to be demanding of whom what. But in this particular case, if this character tries to go nuclear, I hope they jerk him out by his short hairs.
Well, I would tend to agree that some kind of an intervention is definitely needed. Now that Obama is clearly operating outside the authority of the presidency and outside of both domestic and international law, clearly there are grounds for somebody to go in and slap the handcuffs on him. By the way, a little side note about 7 days in May. That was actually based on a real attempted coup against Roosevelt by the Wall Street bankers in 1933, and they had Major General Smedley Butler sort of as the figurehead, but he blew the whistle on them. When it was made into the movie, of course, they took out the whole thing about the bankers, and they made the military guy the bad guy, but it's actually based on a true story.
That I was not aware of. And which was the good guy? Was it Burt Lancaster or the other guy?
No, Burt Lancaster was the bad guy, the military general who was behind the coup that was sort of playing the role of Smedley Butler. But Smedley Butler didn't go forward with the coup. He blew the whistle to the Congress and to Roosevelt, and they had to hush it all up because the banker said, we're going to just crash the New Deal if you don't shut up about this.
All right, let's take the break here. I got a hard break to take. We'll come right back. Michael Rivero is with us. We want to get the lowdown here for you out there on the Middle East. Yippee, here we go again, only this time it might be the Mac Daddy. We'll be right back.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We know things are not all roses between Poodie-Poo and Obama. I think Vladimir Putin would like to take Obama out behind a woodshed and just whoop his butt. He's a no-nonsense, straightforward kind of guy. He doesn't pull his punches. But rumor is, Mr. Rivero, that if we attack Syria, they're going to go after Saudi Arabia?
I have serious doubts about that story. And remember, truth is the first casualty of war.
Uh-huh.
And we're already, first of all, starting with that nonsense about Assad and his chemical weapons. There was a report out that Assad had already fled Syria for Iran. That's already been denied. You have to ask yourself, why would Putin consider Saudi Arabia a target? And even if he did, why would he make that public? It really doesn't make a lot of sense, but we had an email from a listener in Great Britain to my show basically coming in and saying that over in Great Britain, the media is just all about bashing Russia. They've already moved beyond Syria and Iran, and it's all about the Russians are bad, the Russians are in the way of us accomplishing what we need to do. And I'm very concerned that this ultimate plan to force Bretton Woods back on the rest of the world does include conflict with Russia and China, because remember, we're coming up on that G20 meeting in St. Petersburg, and we already know a major part of their agenda is going to be dropping the dollar as the global trade and reserve currency, which will mean the end of the American banking system. And so if the U.S. gins up a war against Russia between now and then, and we're only talking a couple of weeks, then all of a sudden the G20 is dissolved, and that's the end of talking about replacing the dollar is the global reserve currency. We already know that China has signed direct currency trade deals with eight nations without going through the dollar. The BRICS nations are setting up their own trade and reserve currency. This war is all about propping up the dollar. And the problem the United States government faces is over the last 30, 40 years, they got lazy. They had so much money coming in simply because everybody had to go through the dollar in world commerce.
Right.
They allowed our manufacturing to decline. They've inadvertently destroyed our agricultural exports with this horrible GMO experiment. And the only thing they can think of doing to sort of keep things going is to just drag the world back to Bretton Woods, even though the world abandoned Bretton Woods after Richard Nixon ended gold convertibility back in 1970.
And these Muslims, as evil characters as they are, isn't it amazing, Michael, that they do not believe in modern-day banking or otherwise usury?
Well, it's not just the Muslims. Ancient Christians believed exactly the same thing, and the reason they took that position is they saw how loaning money at interest had brought down ancient civilizations, including Rome itself. And so the ancient Christians and the ancient Muslims forbade that, and the Christians stayed with it until the time of the Templars, who were able to sort of work around it by calling it renting of money. And, of course, as soon as the Templars were allowed to practice what is still today many of the modern banking practices, it took only a decade to plunge Europe into unpayable debt. And the funny thing is, I actually have a master of the temple from Portugal in my family tree, which I used to take a great deal of pride in. But looking at how they almost wrecked Europe, I'm coming to understand why King Philip the Fair did what he did. And those Templars, they kind of had it coming for this predation banking practices. And now we're in a situation where right now the United States economy has been destroyed by the very same sort of private central bank we fought a revolution to be free of. We're back into the slavery of it, and worse, using American force of arms to try and drag the rest of the world into that same system, even though clearly it doesn't work for the people in the nation. Every nation under a private central bank, all across Europe, all across America, they're all in trouble, trillions of dollars in debt, and none of those trillions ever really existed in the first place. It's just a bookkeeping entry to keep us slaves.
Well, and what is England saying exactly that, well, there's obstacles of getting the job done? What's job number one in Syria? To go after him because Assad gassed his own people? I just got a report here that the UN inspectors are in there going, no, it wasn't Assad's army that had anything to do with any kind of gas. It was the opposition forces. So now there's a counter argument, but evidently there's a lot of panicking and a lot of vinyl sucking upping off the chairs in Washington, D.C., because this guy's ready to push the war button.
Well, it is, and there's a lot of people going with him. I mean, Representative Peter King was out there saying that, yes, the president has a right. He's got to go, and we've got McCain and Graham are out there saying that if the president doesn't attack Syria, it will damage the credibility of the White House because it'll show the world the president doesn't mean business when he says we have to go to war. Any lame excuse they can come up with to keep moving this forward when it is very obvious the entire world understands this was another lie, just like Saddam's nuclear bombs. UN won't support it. NATO won't support it. support it. Arab League won't support it. It's a violation of U.S. and international law, and still Obama is moving forward, because if they don't go out there and complete this capture of the world's resource-rich areas and forcing them back onto the dollar, the U.S. economy is finished.
It's finished anyhow.
It is finished anyhow, and that's why it's just absurd to risk literally incinerating the face of planet Earth for these pieces of paper with ink on them when it's really not going to affect the final outcome of this system.
Well, and we have, look, the media, I heard the media today. First thing, you listen to the narrative, and when you hear them repeat a phrase four or five or six times within the body of a report, that's what you folks, and this is a little clue to you, this is what you're supposed to take away from that narrative. I heard this six times during one report alone. Well, this is pushing oil prices up. And I stopped, and I just stared at the television set. There's nothing being shipped. There's nothing in storage. So immediately, I guess that little straw that we have sunk into the ground in the Middle East, that gets crimped almost immediately when the drums of war are beating. That's not how this works. But that's how we have been worked over on this deal, and that's another reason. Well, we got to go in there, we got to stabilize, because we're dependent still after how many years, a half a century of discussing dependency on the Middle East, on their oil. Here we are, ready to go to war. This argument is wearing thin. And to be... Well, go ahead.
Yeah, it's wearing thin because it isn't the U.S. needing that Mideast oil. It's the U.S. needing that Mideast oil to be sold only for U.S. dollars. 2002, Saddam Hussein got permission from the United Nations to sell Iraq's oil for the euro. 1 year later, the U.S. invades. They lynch Saddam Hussein. Iraq's oil is back on the world market, but only for U.S. dollars. A couple of years ago, Muammar Gaddafi down in Libya introduced the gold dinar and a state central bank and said, if you want to buy Libya's oil, you will have to pay for it with gold dinars. U.S. invades. They kill Gaddafi. Libya gets a brand new private central bank, and Libya's oil back for sale, but only for the U.S. dollars, because that's how the U.S. is funding its economy, with other people's oil. Because any country that wants to buy oil has to come to the United States and bring us products and agricultural produce that we give them the paper tickets for, where they can go get their oil. So the America's literally been getting a piece of the action of the oil trade all across the globe. It was called the petrodollar deal, and that was how they salvaged the U.S. dollar after Nixon ended gold convertibility and basically shattered the Bretton Woods Agreement. And the U.S. just got lazy. They've been living off of other people's money and other people's work for so long. Those politicians in Washington, D.C., with rare exceptions like Ron Paul, they don't know how to do anything else except scam and loot the rest of the world. And that's why it's all falling apart. They don't know how to run the business any other way than they've been doing it, even when it's obvious what they're doing is failing.
Well, it's the old model, isn't it?
And
this,
yes, it is.
This is a new day. And Michael, I appreciate you coming on the program here. I don't know what it's like to do multiple hours every single day, but I appreciate you coming on, because I've been listening to your program the last couple of days, and you've been spot on in the issue here in the Middle East. And believe it or not, there are some people who listen to this network that listen to you and don't listen to me. Who would have thunk it?
But, well, that's incredibly poor taste on their part. What the heck is wrong with these people?
Yeah. At any rate, let me take the break here. Bottom of the hour, hard break. We'll come back talking to Michael Rivero here. Visit his website, folks, whatreallyhappened.com. And by the way, he is on this network previous to this show for 3 hours, from 1 to 4 p.m. Central Time. We'll be right back.
The AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard, because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today.
Strike hard, gear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Some kind of way out of here, say the Joker to the thief.
Imagine Donald Rumsfeld coming out and saying Obama is, he's on skating on thin ice. What is the connections here, Mr. Rivero, between Syria and Russia? What is the deal with Iran and Russia and China? What business interests do they have in there, and are they really ready to go to war over commerce?
Well, ultimately, all wars are commerce, and of course, we have an article and a video that we put out called All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and I just checked at YouTube, and the video for that article has already gone over 300,000 views. Basically, there's a couple of concerns from Russia's point of view. First and foremost, Syria and Iran are major trading partners, and Russia does have strategic interests in those parts of the Middle East and the Middle East resources. Secondarily, Russia understands that the real agenda behind all these wars started by the United States of America is to force the world back to Bretton Woods, and Russia doesn't want to go back to that because it was a deal that basically scammed wealth from the entire planet for the benefit of the Wall Street bankers, and they don't want to go back to that. The United States proved it was untrustworthy. They abused the original Bretton Woods Agreement. And Russia understands that for this whole program of forcing Bretton Woods onto the world, of capturing all the world's resource-rich areas and have them available for sale only for dollars, for it to succeed, it's got to be everywhere. And so Russia understands war is coming, and they remember how close the Nazis got to Moscow. And I think Russia is realizing that if they're going to have to fight a war, they would rather do it as far away from Russia as possible. And not run the risk of letting the front come right up to the edge of their capital city. And so I don't think Russia wants a war, but it's certainly being forced on the world by the United States of America right now, and it's lapdogs France and Britain.
You know, thanks to the Internet, people have a pretty good picture of what the wishes of the American people are. People in Russia, people in the Middle East. You keep seeing this from time to time, Michael. They say that we know how the American people feel, and we don't hate the American people. Their government is out of control, and we understand that. That didn't happen before in this world. Before people had the ability to communicate with each other, go across international borders, or news sites that are all over the planet. And you can get different views and different perspectives. In other words, it's not all canned and controlled like it was when I was a kid. When I was a kid, there was three networks. And Michael, I must have filed this away back in my head when I was just a child. 10 years after I was born, they're firing up Kennedy, turning him into human confetti here in Dallas, right up the road, so to speak, from me. And I remember at the time watching the news. And that getting my interest. For 3 days, that's all you saw was Kennedy. You saw the narrative being played over and over again. And I'm watching this, and it kind of got me interested in the news. So at 6:30, before the evening programming came on, there was only three networks, ABC, CBS, NBC. I would watch the news, and I would go from one channel to the next to the next. It was almost the exact same stories being played at the exact same time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that coincidence? Sometimes that might happen. When I was a younger man, I thought, you know, well, maybe that's due to competition. They want to compete with each other so hard that they're like each other. So here's your choice. Well, you might like the eyes of, if you're a woman, you might like the eyes better or the mouth movements of this talking head other than the other two that are talking. But that wasn't it. It was managed and controlled news even back then.
Now it absolutely was.
Yeah, now we got 958 million channels. We have all this din of constant babble, you name it. And we are still no closer to having true news than anything else, except for places like this network. We've always tried to be straightforward with people. There are things sometimes that we talk about. They're uncomfortable. People are corporatized in this country. They dare not speak out too harshly or give a critique too harsh because that might mean a loss of revenue. Thereby, you lose your job. Take a look at what happened to the CNN host. What was his name? Was it Sanchez? That
yes.
Was on an NPR program and talking about, well, who controls what in this country. Literally, after that program aired, an hour afterwards, CNN was thanking Mr. Sanchez for his time on CNN, and we wish him well. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt. I remember I have a very good friend named Connie Chung that I've known. I mean, we haven't connected recently, but I knew her and worked with her at KNXT Channel 2 in Los Angeles many, many years ago. Mm-hmm. And she was on the scene in Oklahoma City when the Murrah building was bombed. And she asked on air of a fire chief about reports that fire trucks had been deployed around the Murrah building before the explosion happened. And she was gone from CBS the next day.
So how did she get back on? Did she pay penance? What did she do?
I guess she paid penance and, you know, she was married, I think, to Maury Povich. I don't remember correctly, but yeah, she basically came back and she did have a following and name value. But we know the media is controlled, and it goes all the way back to the end of World War II when the Central Intelligence Agency set up Operation Mockingbird that had as a goal putting CIA assets into all management positions at the TV networks and the major newspapers. And I remember when I was working at CBS Television City in Hollywood many, 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 many years ago, they actually tried to recruit me at that time, and they wanted me to sabotage the pilot for a game show I was working on so that a rival pilot for a producer who was with the CIA would get the slot and the job and the money. And at that point, I kind of got cold feet, and I said, this has nothing to do with national security and finding the commies and the rest of it. And I walked on that. But we know that CIA does actively control the media. We know the FBI infiltrates and spies on the media. Been all kinds of stories about it. And it goes all the way back to J. Edgar Hoover, who even before he was head of the FBI, was always out there in Hollywood saying, you need to make movies that support the government. And one of his arch enemies was Charlie Chaplin, who was making very popular movies that showed government officials as clueless buffoons. And Hoover tried to get him to stop, and Chaplin said, I'm not going to stop. This is what the audience is paying to see. That's what they're buying the tickets for. And ultimately, Hoover, of course, was instrumental in having Chaplin's citizenship revoked and having him kicked out of the country. Hoover was just a manic about controlling Hollywood and making sure that Hollywood only told the story the government wanted. There's a very famous movie called The FBI Story starring Jimmy Stewart. And Hoover was literally on the set every day telling the director how to direct the movie to get the correct image of the FBI out there into the public. I mean, that's how completely manic they were about
it. You know, it's funny you should mention that, because I have a collection, like a gift package collection of Jimmy Stewart movies. And one of those movies is The FBI Story. And I can remember watching that going, why is this included in this? Because he was so stiff. He looked uncomfortable doing that movie, and I had absolutely no idea the FBI and J. Edgar was on the set. I had absolutely...
He's actually in the movie, only from the back. He's seen from the back once in one scene. That was his Alfred Hitchcock moment, I guess.
Jeez, oh, Pete. At any rate, let me go to Scott in Wisconsin. Hello, Scott.
Hey, John. I just was waiting one day. I talked to Michael Rivera. He's a brother to me, and I remember Michael, to share this with John, I used to talk to Michael Rivera way back on GCN, so I would like to share that with Michael. He can reflect that. And I get fired up during the day because I bother him like a desert rat. But, John, you know, this situation over in the Middle East is, I think, what Michael brought up and we talked about in the past about how they can't, if they don't get the central bank into these countries, we're coming in with our military. And I think this situation that's so dangerous, John and Michael can listen in, that this is a way that they want to get into Iran. There's no question about it. And this is a way that I think they're, like Michael was saying, and I feel the same way he does right now, that they know that they don't have the finances anymore, and this is the last chance for romance, and they want to go into Syria and get Iran involved. And then once you get Iran involved, then they want Russia to get in there. So this situation is so dangerous, of that whole area over there blowing up into a powder keg.
Well,
and I just talked to Michael earlier today about how they just issued gas masks to all the people in Israel.
Yeah, I've been watching it. By the way, Michael, I wanted to ask you. Yeah, I saw the same clip that Scott did, and their gas masks have fans on them. Now what the hell does that mean? A gas mask with a fan? I've never seen one.
Well, it means the filter element is so thick that you can't get air through it just with your lung power, so it has to have boosting.
Holy mackerel, I want one of those. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks.
WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Twist and Shout, Twist and Shout. No, that's just not the name of a song, 60s song. Actually, it was Chubby Checker back in the 50s, if memory serves. But I'm reading the story, and I already got this from a supposed conservative radio voice, that, well, they were complaining that, well, this prime minister over in Russia, he's comparing maybe Obama, and this is really hateful to a monkey. That's not what the deputy prime minister of Russia said. His name is Dmitry Rogozin, I think you pronounce that, Rogozin. He said the U.S., not Obama, he said the U.S. is like a monkey with a hand grenade in the Middle East. That was not. And why not make that statement? Because what are they celebrating with nobody in Washington, D.C. today? MLK Day. Yeah, I had a dream. Well, I had a dream, too. I had a dream that we'd put all of this stuff behind us and that we'd be merrily marching off to our graves. You know, we only have a limited time before we have to shuffle off this mortal coil, and we live in some kind of peace and harmony with each other with respect. You know, I've been told, Michael, that, well, you know, it's really going to be love that saves us all. Look, I don't love a grizzly bear. If this grizzly bear, I encounter one in the forest, I know if I don't do something, he is going to eat me. And I mean, eat me. Do I love that bear? Can I love that bear to not attacking? No. What will keep me at a distance and give me an edge is my respect for that bear, because I know what he can do. I mean, Michael, I just... The insanity of all of this, and you can feel it. You can feel it ratcheting up minute by minute, hour by hour. Are we going to go to war, or are we not?
Oh, absolutely, we're going to war. I mean, Obama has literally boxed himself into a position where he has to be seen to do something in Syria, because he's not going to back off and say, yeah, we were just making it up about Assad's chemical weapons and we change our mind. He's basically created a situation where he has to do something, even though the entire world knows he's operating on the basis of a complete fabrication, much of which is coming out of Israeli intelligence, I might add.
Yeah.
The question is going to be, is it just going to be a symbolic wrist slap, or are other parties who are interested in having this war escalate into Iran, Russia, China, wherever else they want it to go, will they use this as a launching platform for some kind of a staged incident to try and get this whole war agenda back on track? And again, we're getting out of the Israeli media. Their intelligence services are claiming that when the U.S. attacks Syria, it will result in massive terror attacks across the United States of America. And I don't think that Israel is going to simply sit there and allow Obama find an exit strategy of going in and wrist-slapping Assad and then retiring back home. I think Israel will do everything it can to provoke a much wider confrontation, whether it is going in with a Dolphin submarine and attacking a U.S. warship and blaming Syria and Iran for it, or shooting at a Russian ship to get them shooting at the Americans. But Israel has a past history of these dirty tricks. Levant affair down in Egypt, blowing up British and American assets, planting evidence to frame Egyptian Muslims. USS Liberty tried to sink it, initially blamed Egypt for that. USS Cole destroyed that, blamed Yemen for it. 9/11, blame all the Muslims for that, and on and on and on. I don't think Israel is going to leave this to chance. I am fully expecting them to launch some kind of a false flag attack at the U.S. forces in the Eastern Mediterranean when they start launching missiles at Syria.
And I would almost be disappointed if they didn't, because you're absolutely right. They do have a track history of doing this by way of deception. And the insanity of all of this, that I'm thinking about this, and what I said to you earlier about, you know, well, if the U.S. attacks Syria, you know, Iran is going to go after Israel. Iran is not stupid. They are not a dumb people. And by the way, folks, no matter what you've heard on the media about Mr. Ahmadinejad or Assad over there, you know what? They don't hate Jews. They don't hate Christians. Ask the Jews and the Christians that are now living in Iran right now. They get along famously. There are no problems. The problem is that, well, Iran, well, they're trying to create a nuclear weapon. And you know what? Let me play devil's advocate for a second. If they wanted to build a nuclear weapon, I would say let them, because it would be only for defensive use. Guess who has hundreds and hundreds of, and you said it earlier, they have submarines, they have air-to-air delivery systems, ground-to-air, air-to-ground, doesn't matter. Every imaginable delivery system for nuclear weapons they now have in Israel.
So, they absolutely do.
You know, and this is crazy. It's nuts.
I want to insert a little comment here, and it's a little bit of history, because we're always hearing about the threat from Iran, the threat from Iran. Israel has been screaming that Iran is months away from a nuclear weapon going all the way back to 1985, and it is simply not happening. And even if Iran had a nuclear weapon, they'll put it in a museum, they'll march it in the parades and say, we're Butch. They're not going to use it because they understand that would justify immediate attack by the U.S. and Israel. And you need to go back and look at the history of war. Iran has not started a war of aggression in over 200 years. It is not in their nature. They had to defend themselves during the Iran-Iraq war, which was basically the U.S. working through Iraq, trying to recapture Iran after the 1979 revolution. But you look at the United States and Israel, they can't seem to go 6 months without starting a war with somebody. And so of the three nations involved there, the United States, Israel, and Iran, Iran is the least threat to world peace here. And you need to say, again, Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, Syria's weapons of mass destruction, Iran's weapons of mass destruction. In all of human history, only one nation has actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country, and you're standing on it right now. We're sitting, as the case may be.
That's exactly right. And you're down there in World War II Central, where it was another false flag that got us involved in World War II in the first place, against Japan.
That's absolutely right. Roosevelt was following an eight-step plan by Office of Naval Intelligence Lieutenant Commander Arthur H. McCollum to provoke and goad Japan into the attack. They knew they were coming. Roosevelt had the information being intercepted on Oahu by Station H and decoded by Station Hypo, and it was ordered sent to the White House but not shared with the Hawaii commanders. All of the modern ships in Pearl Harbor were out of the harbor. There was nothing but a bunch of old junk left here for the Japanese to come in and attack. And it was presented to the American people as a complete surprise attack. And yet it's in the historical record that in February of 1941, Roosevelt was openly discussing with the War Department, let's sacrifice a couple of ships to get us into the war against Japan and Nazi Germany. And that's how these things get started.
This is simply amazing. Look, I know you've been on the air now for 4 hours, but I've got calls loaded up. Can you stick with me?
I can stick with you for one more segment.
Okay. Well, okay. That's going to be six after. All right. No, that's fine. Let me get Danny in South Carolina. Hello, Danny.
Hey, guys. Excellent program. This is better than the World Series. I just wanted to throw a little consideration at you. The Israeli visa waiver provision of Senate Bill 462 provides for Israeli citizens to get a entry visa at the airport without the usual paperwork. They just walk into the airport and then they walk into this country. It's been in committee since March, but let me tell you what I really think is going to happen now. This entire Israeli-American Strategic Partnership Act of 2013, otherwise known as Bill 462. Whenever this is jumps off and all the confusion, they're going to pass this thing on a voice vote. No one will even know it. It won't be debated. It'll be wake up one morning and it'll be in effect. I do believe that is part of this, this whole mess, because there are certain provisions of the earlier Strategic Partnership Act, which will expire this year unless they are renewed, and I'll bet you're going to sneak it in under everyone's nose.
I'll look into that. Bill 462. All right.
462, yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it. Kent in West Virginia. Let me squeeze you in here quickly. Hello, Kent.
Well, I've got a comment, but the previous caller, well, maybe that's just they'll pass that, and then all the Israelis can flee to the United States when the hits the fan. So.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I think it's printed right on the dollar bill, John. It says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. You know, if you have a little store or something and you refuse to do business with the dollar bill, they'll come in with some dude with a gun and straighten you out about that. And I think that's what's going on around the world, you know. They're bigger guns, missiles. So the dollar bill is backed up by missiles.
There you go. And a whole lot of oil. Or they're at least trying to keep that old broken down system in the plug and play. Is it going to save the economy? No, it's not. It's going to fall apart anyhow. This is a ruse. But they're dying to get us into it. Literally. Thanks for your call, Kent. Jerry Art. Just hang on. Top of the hour break. We've got a long segment here. We'll be back in about six.
Freedom ain't